From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. The man who claimed he planned the September 11th attacks is before a military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba today. But Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four co-defendants would not answer the judge's questions and even refused to listen to them by taking off the earphones that provided an interpretation into Arabic. They're being arraigned on charges including nearly 3,000 counts of murder. Some of the families of those who died are watching via closed-circuit TV. New York City Deputy Fire Chief Jim Riches lost his son on September 11th. He doesn't expect to learn anything from the defendants during the proceeding.
We don't know what they said because they're not saying anything. They keep their mouth shut and they put their heads down, reading newspapers, saying prayers, and you wouldn't even know they were in court.
Riches' son Jimmy was a firefighter who died at the World Trade Center. His father said he hopes the defendants are executed if found guilty. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has left China after a trip overshadowed by negotiations over the fate of a dissident who had appealed for U.S. protection. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
Cheng Guangcheng remains in hospital, surrounded by Chinese security. Beijing has hinted it will give him a passport to study in the U.S., but it's not clear when he'll be able to leave China. Yesterday, Chen saw U.S. embassy staff and doctors who confirmed he has three broken bones. Access to him is still restricted. Last night, around a dozen Western journalists were summoned for trying to interview him in hospital. They were warned their visas could be revoked if found inside the hospital again. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Security is tight in Cairo after violent clashes yesterday near the Ministry of Defense. One person was killed, hundreds were injured. Merritt Kennedy reports.
Clashes erupted in the mid-afternoon between protesters and military police in front of the ministry. Protesters were trapped on a narrow street as fights broke out between unidentified assailants and some demonstrators on the other end of the road. The military forcibly cleared the area and imposed a curfew around the ministry until early this morning. In a statement, the ruling military council called the actions of protesters a threat to the nation. This happened after mass marches brought thousands of protesters to the military's own doorstep, voicing suspicion that the military would not hand over power to a democratically elected government next month as promised. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
The president's re-election campaign is officially underway.
We are going to win this thing the old-fashioned way, door by door, block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood.
Mr. Obama spoke to a rally at Ohio State University earlier this afternoon. His next stop is Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, Virginia. Both those states are expected to be important in selecting the next president. This is NPR News from Washington. Lawyers for Jerry Sandusky have filed papers that suggest there may be more people claiming he sexually abused them than originally thought. The former Penn State University assistant football coach is charged with 52 counts of sexual abuse involving 10 boys. The children have been identified only as victims 1 through 10. His lawyers want the judge to order the prosecution to hand over more documents connected to the case, including information relating to accusers referenced as 1 through 17, as well as 18 through an unknown number. Sandusky has maintained his innocence. The Archbishop of Philadelphia has suspended several priests and exonerated others after a 15-month investigation. But NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports watchdog groups aren't satisfied.
Five priests are being removed from ministry for abusing or behaving inappropriately with children. Three have been exonerated and will return to ministry. Investigators hired by the archdiocese say they had unfettered access to documents and witnesses and did a thorough job. But Terrence McKiernan of bishopsaccountability.org says the report falls short.
We would have liked a transparent assessment with real findings and real reasons why the priest was either allowed to remain in ministry or was going to be removed from ministry. We didn't get that.
The archdiocese says it will decide the fate of 17 other priests sometime in the next few weeks. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
The morning training at Churchill Downs in Louisville was canceled today after a night of thunderstorms. Officials expect the Kentucky Derby will take place as scheduled at 6:24 p.m. Eastern Time. It's the 138th running of the first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News.